pleasure to present the 2026 proposed budget document for your review and further adjustment. I have provided each commissioner a workbook of this budget and a copy of it for the further reviewing and adjusting of and all the budget meetings to come.
Thank you. We have been provided the 2026 proposed budget. Do we need a motion or anything to accept this or just move forward with it being
accepted?
Has that, Ms. Stephanie, in the past, have we accepted and entered into the record, or have we just accepted the presentation? Okay. We can just verify that. Okay.
Pursuant to statute 50.600, the budget document shall be presented to the county commission in typewritten or in printed form, and copies shall be available for public distribution.
Okay.
So if there are requested documents at the county clerk's office, that budget can be copied for their review
viewing.
Or for their ability to look at.
Okay. All right. Auditor Clark, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. Next, we have our court orders, personal property abatements, and our add-on report. We have quite the book this morning, so let's get started on this. With us this morning from our Taney County Clerk's Office, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison, along with our Taney County Assessor, Mr. Judy Wilson, and his assistant, Ms. Margaret
Salgado.
I did not want to butcher that.
A lot of people do.
Mr. Wilson, do you feel like you've been in this role now for almost 2 months?
Yes.
A month and 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Do you feel like people have taken you by your hand and led you and kind of helped you?
Yes.
Along with?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I just want to make sure you're getting the support that you need to get.
Really given the opportunity to look up to some of those people.
Yes.
All right, so we will start with the erroneous assessments. We did receive from Ms. Mona Cope, Taney County collector, an email, and I just had that on the front of my binder here. There was two of them that she wished to hold back due to the calculations on those. Do you have those numbers present?
Yes.
You do have those two, Margaret?
Yes.
Okay, so when we get to those, I would ask that we... Give me just a second. I had it.
That's on the clerical, what did you say?
Those are on...
These are on the...
court orders, aren't they?
The erroneous assessment part?
No, the other...
The add-on?
It's on the add-on.
Okay. Okay, so let's start with our erroneous assessments first. We have numbers 214766. I'm not going to read all those.
No, good. Are you guys...
Go ahead.
Label this Exhibit A with today's date.
Yep.
Did you guys have any questions on any of these? None of these were any of the ones you wanted to discuss further, correct me?
Correct.
Move to approve Exhibit A, dated October 21st, 2025.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. There's the paper. I knew I had it, didn't I?
Did you find what you're looking for?
Yes. Yep. I've got it right here.
So I got the email if you need it.
So next we'll do the clerical error.
Label this Exhibit B with today's date. Did you guys have any questions on this. The only one I saw was the, what's this note up here?
Oh, the collector had the clerk's office release the hold on that one.
So we're good to move forward with it?
Mm-hmm.
You've got that as Exhibit B, Commissioner Williams?
I have it labeled as Exhibit B, correct.
Okay. And today's date, 10/21/2025?
Correct. You guys have any questions on this one?
I have none.
None. Move to approve Exhibit B, dated 10/21/2025.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Who prepared the add-on report? I don't need this in the future.
Yeah. So, yes.
Unless there's a specific thing that you want us to look at and call out.
I concur because we do have a file for our office that is held, so we can just utilize that one for the viewing of the commission when we have one of these sites.
I should help you guys out.
All right, so now we have our add-on report, and this is where we have order number 214794 and 214795 that we has been asked by the Taney County Collector to be denied and have the corrections issued.
214795 and 214794?
Correct.
So I'm going to move to deny abatement numbers 214794 and 214795.
Okay. Have a motion to deny add-on numbers 214795 and 214794.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I'm going to label the remaining abatement numbers on this exhibit as Exhibit C with today's date and move to approve Exhibit C dated 10/21/2025.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Thank you all very much.
Mr. Wilson, were you wanting to go through those individually? Do you have any concerns on those? Did you approve of how we handled it for your office?
All right, that will be our last order of business we have down here this morning. I have 10:09 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time.
Thank you.